Hello, this is Richard Gibson, pastor of Elizabeth Baptist Church. Do you like receiving gifts? I know I like receiving gifts, and most people like receiving gifts, and many people also like to give gifts. And so as we approach this day, I'd have you think about a gift that is very inexpensive and a gift that we can all give, and that's the gift of encouragement. There's a passage in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and it says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." If you think about having been encouraged at some point in your life, if someone said to you, "I really like what you're wearing," or someone says, "I really like how you did that," or "You're extremely talented," and how you accomplish that. We all love receiving words of encouragement. And it's a gift that we love receiving, but it's also a gift that we can give each day. If you think about it, if you woke up in the morning and intentionally said, "I'm going to encourage my spouse or significant other or children or coworkers or neighbors," think about the difference that we could make if we all sought to encourage someone each day. I also think about if a neighborhood or a congregation or a family decided that we're going to encourage someone every day. If one person said, "I'm going to encourage one different person each month," how that community could change. In order to be able to encourage, there's some things that we have to focus on to clean up our language. Sometimes we can use sarcasm or we can engage in negativity and not focus on those things that are positive. But in order to be encouraging, we need to see the best in people. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so if I'm encouraging, I'm always looking for the positive in others, whether it's been exhibited or the positive potential that could come out. When we give words of encouragement, we can change someone's entire day. Someone could be having an awful day, and God has positioned us to provide that gift of encouragement. Just when someone needs that encouraging word, that word can come from us. Think about how God has sent persons to us, and at just the right moment, we receive the gift of encouragement. Paul was certainly an encourager, as he wrote in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Again, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up." He wrote to the church at Thessalonica at a time when they were having tough moments. They were being challenged and persecuted, just as we are today. And so that encouraging word is so important. But Jesus was also an encourager. Think about this. On the very day that Jesus rose, he began by encouraging others. The women at the tomb, who were frightful, they wondered about where Jesus had gone. Jesus encouraged them that day. Jesus walked on the road to Emmaus, and there were two persons who were with him. And Jesus encouraged them as well. Jesus met disciples who had been hiding, and he even met Thomas, who was the most doubtful and fearful. Jesus met the disciples in that locked room and met the disciples who feared for their lives, and Jesus encouraged them. The one person who had denied Jesus, who had abandoned Jesus, who was Jesus's good friend, Peter. We see at the end of the Gospel of John that Jesus is meeting with Peter, and he is encouraging Peter. He says, "Feed my sheep." And so Jesus, the great encourager, gives us the example. But if you're thinking about how often to encourage, Hebrews, the 3rd chapter says, "But exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Encourage somebody today. Encourage somebody every day. May God continue to bless you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.